This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And to my texters that are texting me and said, Deuce, your mic is on. I don't think you realize it. Yes, I hit the button. I do realize it. I turned it on as I was talking to our engineer, Mr. Charlie, as Mike, he's with us, but he's not physically with us right now on the show on Fans in the Pro. He is up in the Northeast. It's not, I don't even know. Mike told me where he was going, but he'll be back.
I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Well, I was about to say, Mike, I don't know. One of the Carolinas, D.C., DMV, Virginia, one of those areas. But I do know one thing. It is cold where you are.
Yes, and it's going to get a lot colder. The polar vortex that's going to eventually work its way will be here Sunday night. I'm leaving tomorrow. My niece is getting married. It's my sister's first child. And she was not allowing me to miss the wedding.
Nope.
So I'm flying out tomorrow, really after the wedding. Flew out this morning. It's the fastest trip in history. So we basically kind of flipped roles. When you were doing SEC football, you had all the machines and stuff, and you were, you know, doing your thing on the road, and I was in the studio, and now I'm on the road, and it's, whew, and let me tell you, brother, I have a whole lot more respect for what you were doing every week when you were on the road SEC.
When you're carrying the luggage and you're looking at the bags to make sure that you got all the pieces and you're hoping that nothing goes wrong, and yeah, I definitely feel you, and I can brag on the weather. As you probably know, it's phenomenal. As I look out into the skyline and I look at the Mississippi River Bridge, there, it's phenomenal. So just FYI, and yes, sir, you do get back because we do have a game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. We'll give you just a little rundown of what we got for the show today. Jeff Hundley, the Sugar Bowl CEO, will be joining us at 4:35 to talk about the college football quarterfinal coming up in the Superdome on January 1st. Georgia is in, and either Tulane or Ole Miss will be the opponents. At 5:25, we will have my good friend, Jake DeLome, and your good friend as well, that we see yearly. He is the former New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers quarterback, but he is the Panthers Radio Network analyst as well. And Jake has been dealing with the ponies all day. He's been dealing with them all day. He will be dealing with them all day tomorrow as well. And I got to tell you how I know that that inside information when we talk to Jake at 5:25, as the Panthers basically they're trying to get some get back on the New Orleans Saints for our matchup earlier in the year. And obviously with Tampa Bay losing last night, that's basically, you know, for them, an opportunity to claim the lead in the NFC South. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. And at 7 o'clock, we will have the Manning Family's Children's Prep Football Roundup. And, Charlie, I know that we did it on the open as far as some of the action for the high school sports, but could you give us a rundown, not only the scores from yesterday, but some of the scores from today in the matchup, the comments and Shaw later on tonight?
Yeah, guys, so we have four final scores from the Superdome Classic, three from yesterday and one from earlier today, the first of a triple header of today's actions, and then we have two games tomorrow as well. So yesterday in the Division IV non-select bracket, the Hainesville Golden Tornado took down the Mangum Dragons 39-37. Division IV select, the Riverside Rebels beat Ascension Catholic, the Bulldogs 31-21. And then capping everything off last night, the Dunham Tigers beat Calvary Baptist 34-17. So earlier today, Deuce, as I mentioned in the Sports Slash, Iowa picks up their first ever state championship, taking down North DeSoto 50-43 in the Division II non-select bracket. Going on right now, the Division III non-select bracket, Sterlington is currently up 7-0 over Gina. And then as you had mentioned as well, Deuce, the final nightcap tonight, Shaw versus St. Charles Catholic in a rematch between two District 9-4A opponents that happened about a month ago.
Yeah, so definitely good luck to all of the teams that are playing in the finals. And, you know, congratulations to the teams that have won so far. And, you know, it's always good for those teams to be able to come here and play in the Superdome and, you know, just to live out that dream. And if you win it, it's phenomenal. And if you lose it, you know, it's the toughest thing. And you try to get back to it and, you know, just you know, it's exciting times when you talk about the high school football in the city of New Orleans and just in Louisiana in general. And so, you know, Mike, I just want to get your opinion so far. You know, a couple other things as well before I even get your opinion. The Pelicans
yeah,
last
baby.
Night. Last night we pulled it out and it wasn't even close. At times it was close, but the Pelicans, you know, were able to put another a victory on the board. And, you know, I know there's some relief. There's not the deep sigh of relief because it's just one, and so a lot of work is still to be done. But, Mike, I want to get your opinion on that. You know, I don't know if you got to see any of that game and just, you know, what you thought of the Pelicans in their victory, and they play the Bulls on Sunday.
Right. It was a game. This was a game that really wasn't on the schedule. Right. This was kind of in their cup situation. And I was like, even earlier this week, I'm like, what? We have a Pelicans game on, you know, on Thursday night. And so the difference last night was clearly the third and fourth quarter. They're up by a couple at halftime and they outscore, you know, Portland 38-23. In the fourth quarter, 15-point fourth quarter and a 6-point third quarter. And that's been the difference. You haven't seen that this year. They played well, but they've not been able to hang in there. You know, they've been down early and they've not had that kind of second half. And so I think that was really the biggest change for me in a game that was, you know, just kind of just popped up. We had high school football going on Thursday night on one at the Superdome and then the Pelicans playing. So it's a big one, you know, because I think they have to start, and you know this, you follow them closer than I do. Like, what is this team going to be?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot from the rookies and Sadiq Bey, and I think these rookies have been outstanding. And so is it time? Like, it's like, wait, we've got our chessboard right here. We need to take the pieces off and rebuild the chessboard over here, maybe. Right. And I feel like that's the kind of in an identity search. But I don't think anybody can not like what they've seen from Fears and these young guys early on.
Yeah, I think when you look at the young guys, just the energy and, you know, the ability to be able to almost will their way to victories. And victories have not been easy to come by for that group. And, you know, getting Jordan Poole back was huge for them as well, because he was another scorer for you. And so someone obviously that can handle the ball, but his penetration and his ability to be able to kick out or finish at the rim has been something that they just hadn't had enough of. Even though you like what Jose brings to the table, you like what what Fears bring to the table. Now I have another guy that can go and score, and he can, you know, get he can be a creator, or he can come off the pick and roll. And I think, you know, just him having that ability, being able to go and get, you know, get me 15, give me 20, whatever it may be, that's going to be something that they definitely need. And then you talk about the other parts that they have on that roster, you know, under Coach Borrego, they've been able to score a lot. And particularly at the rim, they've been able to score in the paint a lot. And so and most of those games obviously have been without Zion. And so it'll be intriguing to see when he comes back how they kind of fit him into the mix. Because I think the key thing is, hey, we've kind of have what we want from an identity standpoint. Now we've got to just start plugging in some of those pieces that have been missing. Because you got Herb back a couple of games ago. Herb got in a little, you know, I call my fishing buddy, kind of got loose with the lips, we'll call it that way. Didn't agree with the call right there at the half, and the officials decided to let him go and shower a little early for the rest of the second half. But his ability to be able to come out and make plays and score and just be able to be that wing that runs and defends is one that this team has needed. So I'm excited to see how they can continue to stack wins. That's what I'm claiming. I'm claiming wins for that group. And then we'll get into the Saints as we go to break here. We'll get into the Saints, talk a little bit about more about them and the matchup that they have with the Carolina Panthers in the Superdome on Sunday. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Haas here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here. I got to give a shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Definitely check them out if you can. But shifting from food to maybe a little sugar, an item that you may put in your coffee every now and then, I am honored to have Mr. Jeff Hundley, who should be a very, very, very busy man right about now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mr. Jeff, how you doing, sir? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you, sir. We're doing good. It's a busy time. We're sitting here in the dome with the, you know, we're involved as a sponsor with the state high school playoffs, in addition to trying to get ready for a big CFP quarterfinal game here in a few weeks.
So just tell me a little bit about the days as far as some of the things that you guys have to do. The on-field product, you can't control that. You have to get the field and the facility kind of ready. But just coordinating with the different teams, et cetera, how has that looked for you? And just that process, if you can, just give us a little bit behind-the-scenes kind of access.
Sure. Well, it all starts with the announcement of the teams on last Sunday. And then we were off and running trying to get them information fed to three different schools, only two of which will actually end up being here. We've got Georgia is in and has a bye, so we know they're going to be with us. And then we'll have the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. That they play a week from Saturday. And, of course, we'll go up to Oxford for that game to see how that plays out. But we've had all three schools have been in New Orleans this week. We give them a site visit that includes everything from the Superdome to the team hotel to the practice venues, what have you, and show them around, try to get them plugged in because they've got to mobilize on their end and be able to move a whole football team and a fan base in a short amount of time. So we're, you know, getting all the details buttoned there and planning, you know, there's a lot of hospitality that's involved as well. And we're working on, you know, the venues. You know, we've been doing that all year, but it's time to nail down the details on the venues and the meals and everything that are involved, in hosting a team and its fan base and its alumni. And in the meantime, we're trying to make sure all the tickets get in people's hands, and that we get all the suites sold, and get all the game day information. We're putting signage all around the city, and there's a million details that I could go on forever about, but it's definitely a very busy time, but it's a fun time. You work all year for this, and we're just, you know, really excited about the possibilities, you know, for the game this year. You know, whether it's Duke Ole Miss or Duke Tulane, Georgia, I don't know why I said Duke, but Georgia Tulane or Georgia Ole Miss, it's going to be a great ball game, and we're looking forward to the hosting on January 1st.
Jeff, Mike Oss here. Just wanted to get I'm just curious of the dialogue as the committees, you know, and meet and each week in the rankings, what is your connection dialogue with them? How does all that work?
Well, they work independently, so we really don't have a say in it, Mike, but we're familiar with the process. You know, they've been gracious enough over the years to allow the bowl representatives and some media types as well to sit in on an actual mock selection, exercise, and you work through it. There's a lot that's involved in it, and you're never going to make everybody happy for sure. It was a tough deal, I think, this year, the whole Miami and Notre Dame deal that were, you know, for years they've been saying that head-to-head matters, and it didn't matter until the last weekend this time. Far be it from me to criticize, you know, not having been in the room and know what happened, but it certainly set the committee up for some controversy and a lot of hurt feelings in the process. So, but it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. It doesn't matter whether it's 12 teams or 16 teams or the basketball tournament's, 64 or 68. teams 69 and 70 are going to be screaming why they got screwed and should have been in the tournament. So you're never going to please everybody. But it's again, I'll just say this. I did that mock exercise, and I got no desire to ever be part of that process.
I can understand. And, you know, Deuce's team, Ole Miss is in, and then, quite frankly, my team, JMU, is in, and that doesn't make people happy every play. You're not going to make everybody happy. Notre Dame's super, you know, hacked off. And so a couple questions for you. One, I don't know where we kind of stand as far as New Orleans hosting quarterfinals, you know, where that stands from a contract standpoint. So if you could update that, and then when you announced and that the Superdome and the All-State Sugar Bowl was going to be hosting the 2028 finals, the championship game, I thought it was the most down-to-earth, common sense, truthful press conference, because it's not, I think people need to understand the process. It's not a rotation. This is a big time money game that New Orleans has been benefiting, and that, but now New Orleans kind of has to, as a community, as a business community, it's just a different situation now than ever before. And it's not like it used to be, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'll say first that we're super proud of the fact that we were able to land the 2028 national championship game, and we got a lot of help from the governor in the process in terms of the funding for that event. But the Sugar Bowl also stepped up and provided $6 million of its own resources in order to make that happen. That's $6 million that we won't get back. It's basically, we look at it as a gift to the city to help bring the event. And, you know, we can't do that forever, Mike. We can do it now, but every decision right now, if you're paying attention to college football and college athletics in general, almost every decision being made is centered around money. You know, now that we have name, image, and likeness payments and revenue sharing with student athletes, which personally I think is great, but it's created a new dynamic where conferences and schools are desperate for revenue, and they're less concerned about tradition and history, you know, which we lived a long time on tradition and history here, being able to bring BCS games and you know, the first iteration of the national, the CFP championship game here, but that no longer exists. When we were given the deal points for the quarterfinals and semifinals, you referenced that in one of your questions. We're trying to get done a deal for 6 years that will allow us to host three quarterfinals and three semifinal games. When the deal points on that were delivered, they were delivered with the message, Jeff, we think this is a fair deal, whether it's for the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Las Vegas Sports Authority. And there was a message in that, right? That there's other people that will be willing to pay whatever it takes to get in and do the deal. So we knew our marching orders at that point in time. So, you know, ever since last 2.5 years, we've really been working hard, you know, to try to raise the money that's needed to compete and to keep Vegas on the sidelines, keep Nashville on the sidelines. Nashville's getting a new stadium, and they want in, and they got a lot of money. So we've been hustling, and so far so good, and we think we're going to get this 6-year deal done, but we'll probably know it for certain probably early in 2026, one way or the other. But the stakes are high, and we're a 92-year-old organization, and we've fought above our weight class for, you know, a long time now. You know, we're like the 50th DMA in the country, and we're competing against top 10 cities, and we've got a lot smaller population and corporate base. So that's why we've really made an appeal to the business community to try to step up and help us. And if they will, great. And if not, you know, we may not be long, you know, for the future as part of the playoff. That's just the stark reality of where things are today.
Yeah, and you make a valid point. I mean, I was telling Mike earlier, you go outside and you kind of see just the traffic, you know, not just visiting traffic, but teams that are here for high school football. And, you know, I think that from an economic standpoint, the impact that it makes, it cannot be taken lightly. And I feel the same way when you talk about the Sugar Bowl being involved in the playoff system as a, you know, whether it's quarterfinals, semifinals, or even the host city. I think that all plays into it. But Jeff, I was talking to Jeff Hundley, the Sugar Bowl CEO. I got a question for you, and you know, I just want to get your thoughts. And I don't know if you may not even feel comfortable answering it. But when you have a team, you know, not only from a team's perspective to opt out, but from a player's perspective to opt out, and how NIL may play a factor into that. That decision, has the Bowls looked into maybe doing something with the teams to say, hey, some of this financial package that we're providing for you, X players have to be available? I don't know even how that would be crafted or created, you know, not to say that your starting caliber players have to be available. Maybe that's the language. I mean, I'm sure that there's some language that could be used. But does any of that make sense? And, you know, I don't know if you can even comment on it. Just because you lose a great team because possibly from an NIL standpoint, maybe a coach left and you don't have the players, I get that. I understand opting out of that. But maybe a player decides that it's not worth me playing in a bowl game. And I get that as well. But, you know, could there be an NIL component to enticing those players to perform or to play in maybe a possible bowl game?
That's a great thought, Deuce. And I sit on the board of the National Bowl Association, and we've been talking about that for the past 2 years on what that might look like going forward and whether or not. And then there's opinions on both sides of that equation of whether or not the Bowls could actually come up with enough money to incentivize a player or a group of players to participate in the bowl game. You know, if a guy's a first round pick and a bowl game's able to offer him $5,000, that may not move the needle, you know, for, you know, a guy come, you know, that's going to be drafted that high and is looking to make millions, you know, but
correct.
So we're considering it. You know, whether or not it makes sense. We've had conversations with the, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten and other conferences too. And, you know, we had, you know, broached the subject from would they be willing to, you know, let us carve off some of what that we're paying them in order to incentivize the players. And, you know, that was, you know, a dumb question we asked because, of course, they don't want less money. The conferences don't. So, you know, anything we do, we'd have to raise on top of what we're already obligated to pay the conferences in order to make it happen. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, I'd say that right now, but it would be extremely difficult to find enough money to make it worth the while of most of these guys to stick around. So never say never, but for now we're still studying it.
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress, and it's intriguing to see where college football goes, you know, and how it's changing. We'll call it daily. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much for some time, and you know, definitely good luck with the upcoming college football quarterfinal. We know Georgia is one of the teams, and next Saturday, probably around 6 o'clock or so, we'll know whether Tulane or Ole Miss is playing the Georgia Bulldogs. And I had a little birdie tell me that your sweet sales are going very, very well. Just FYI, the sweet sales are going very, very well. So that looks like it's going to be a hot ticket regardless of who's playing in it.
That's the way it's looking out right now. We're really excited about it. This is a fun time of year. And, you know, we've talked about some of the challenges in college football, but at the end of the day, when we're part of the playoff, there's no better place to be, and we're excited about it for the future.
I agree 100%. Jeff Hundley, thank you so much for your time, and that's the Sugar Bowl CEO. You're listening to Fans and the Pro. This is Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas. We're going to take a break here on WWL. Welcome back to Fans and the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here with you until 6 o'clock. I know that we have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti at 6 p.m. and a 7 p.m. hour. We have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, and you got an update for me on some scores that are going on right now, right?
So right now it's the Gina Giants and the Sterlington Panthers in the Division III non-select bracket. Deuce, Gina currently leads 12-7 as the top seed with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half. They're driving in this game as well, Deuce. They're just outside the red zone. Gina really has taken control since being down 7-0 early.
So it looks like they found their mojo and they're bouncing back right here before the half, correct?
A big splash touchdown as well, 65-plus yards through the air, gave them the lead. I don't know if they're going for two every time, if they don't have a field goal kicker, what the situation is there. But right now, 12-7 with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half for Gina over Sterlington.
Gotcha. And like we talked about, good luck to all those teams that are playing in the championship over at the Caesars Superdome. Got a caller call here that we're going to bring on. He wants to talk a little bit about the LSU Tigers and Coach Kiffin. And so, call. Thank you for calling WWL. You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
Hey, Deuce. You know, I want to, first of all, congratulate you because of the professionalism you're showing in class. Your alma mater on their way to the best season, chance to win it all, and LSU yanks your coach away. Cuts the guts out the program. That's got to hurt, but you don't show it. You just keep going. And I mean, in college football, you got basically a program that's struggling, not doing well. So what did it get the coach from this program that's winning? Get the players from this program that's winning. It's just like, go out and take from someone versus the old school days. You get your freshmen in, you work with them, you train them, you see them make mistakes and they grow and all that stuff. But, you know, like I say, you're showing a lot of class. But, you know, I feel it's like, to me, it's like a open, just shark-infested waters now.
As far as which part, Carl?
As far as being able to just to, you know, people just leaving programs, because I feel like this, you got multiple teams in the playoffs where the coach is leaving.
You have a couple teams. I mean, and it's just not, I mean, I think it's what, three teams that are in the playoffs that their coach has taken another job. And so, I mean, I think that just tells you where you are with college football and the money that's involved with a lot of teams. And, you know, you can talk about the calendar and, you know, how it fits and how it doesn't fit and all of that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the decision for the coach. That's something that he has got to make for himself and his family. And, you know, if that's what he chooses to do, for me personally, I can't be mad. I mean, that's what Coach Kiffin chose to do. And so, you know, Ole Miss, the doors are still open. They still will play a game next week. And so for me, you know, I wish them well. There's one game that I don't wish that they play well. But outside of that, we're going to talk about him. You know, I'm going to support him. I'm a fan of LSU. And so, you know, that's just how it goes.
And Deuce, it's the opener, as we learned yesterday, as far
SEC
as
opener.
SEC opener.
Yeah, SEC opener up in Oxford. I think it's September the 19th.
Right. It's in September. It's the first SEC game for both teams. Lane Kiffin's return to Oxford. That's going to be some cinema, Deuce. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be wild. I know Lane likes to say, get your popcorn ready. That will be one that you kind of get your popcorn ready. It will be wild. And, you know, look. I know a lot of the kids that play for both programs. You know, I got a lot of friends. I know the athletic director at both schools, got a lot of friends at both schools. And, you know, Louisiana has taken me in. And so I pull for Tulane as well, not just LSU. And, you know, pull for UNO basketball, Master P and, you know, those guys over there. Pull for UL and got friends over there. Coach Rebo, Nickel State. So a lot of different places. I want Louisiana to do well. You're listening to Fans in the Pro, Deuce McAllister, Mike Hoss on WWL. We're going to take a break. Welcome back to Fans in the Pro, Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss here as we wrap up this hour. Next hour at 5:25, we got Jake DeLome, former NFL quarterback for the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers. He does the Carolina Panthers radio. He's an analyst for them. He will join me at 5:25. We'll talk a little bit more about the Saints and the Panthers matchup. You know, it's a rematch, Carolina battling it out to win the NFC South, and so that will not be an easy game for the New Orleans Saints. But hey, this game on Sunday, you got to remember, it's a 3:25 kick. It's not one at 12 o'clock, and it is the second. We only have one more home game. We only have the Jets. That's next week. So If you haven't had a chance, you're looking for some Christmas presents, this may be one. I don't know what the prices are online, but you definitely check it out. But, hey, I got to shout out my team, my squad. You got to check them out this Sunday. The Saints battle the Carolina Panthers at the Caesars Superdome. Start your game day at 11 a.m. with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak at the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. As they kick it off at 11, you got a time to check in from your tailgate party. Then at 1 o'clock, join Bobby and Steve for the Bud Light Countdown to kick off inside the dome right there by Gate B at the atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical Generator Service. 325, myself, Mike, and Jeff Nowak, we take over. Then you catch the Cajun Cannon on the point after, live from the Swamp Room and Bar Grill at 5400 on Veterans in Metairie. That's all. I mean, that's 10 hours of football. We got you covered on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back. Final hour of Fans and the Pro, Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. Here in about 20 minutes or so, we'll have Jake DeLome that'll be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints, that matchup this Sunday at 3:25 in the Caesars Superdome. Should be a really, really good game. But right now, you know, we've talked a little bit about the high school games that have gone on Thursday night and playing currently now. Big one later on tonight, and we have Ian Onzon, who will spend a little time with us. He will have the call later on, him and Coach Lou and Coach Brent. Ian, how you doing?
Doing all right, Deuce. It's an exciting atmosphere here in the Superdome. And the game we're watching right now is at half. Gina leading Sterlington 12-7. This game a bit different from some of the other games we've seen. We've seen a lot of offensive games so far. This one, not so much. More of a defensive battle. Points hard to come by. Our first game today, Iowa beat North DeSoto 50-43 in the Division II non-select title game. The two teams put up 93 points between them, a total of 1,013 yards total offense between the two schools. Somehow not an LHSAA record, but defense certainly not mandatory in the first game today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you when you talk about it, you know, not being mandatory. Was it just big plays, explosive plays, or was it just consistent driving and, you know, not being able to stop one another?
All of the above. And in Iowa's case, it came down to play in the trenches. Their offensive lineman, especially their big center, 6 feet, 305 pounds, he's a senior, he was opening holes as big as the Red Sea for the running backs to get through, and that's part of the reason why Iowa put up nearly 600 total yards of offense, 588, 405 of that on the ground. Their offensive line play was spectacular, but it came down to a big stop at the goal line late, and not only that, special teams play. A botched snap at the end of the game at the two-minute mark forced the punter to run back, grab the ball, and attempt to kick it. He got it off. A defensive player ran into him, drew a roughing the passer call, and that's what ended the game. Iowa was able to run the clock out.
Wow. Wow, wow. Sounds like you guys have been treated to a fantastic show so far and a pretty interesting one coming up later on tonight. You guys will be on the call. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this is a district rematch where St. Charles wiped the floor with Archbishop Shaw back in Week 10. It was a 24-0 final score, and a lot of that was because St. Charles's team, all three facets, played perfectly. The offense was explosive. The defense didn't give Shaw anything, and special teams did what it needed to do when it had to do it. The difference, though, is that now Archbishop Shaw is peaking at the right time. They've gone on a roll in the playoff. They went on the road to Shreveport, beat Loyola Prep. They went on the road, they shut out Vanderbilt Catholic, and now they come in with a chance to avenge a loss to a St. Charles team that has not sputtered at all this season. St. Charles knows a thing or two about winning state championships. They've won a bunch over the last few years, but not at the Class 4A level. Archbishop Shaw comes in, even though they were 6-4 in the regular season, they are the reigning defending Division II select state champions, so they have a bit of an advantage. They have the championship, and to quote Ric Flair, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Tonight, St. Charles has to beat the man. That'll be a big game, an interesting game. We're expecting a huge crowd because they're two New Orleans Metro teams. You mentioned Coach Lou Valden. He won't be in the booth with us tonight. Coach Hank Tierney suckered him back into coaching defensive line this year. Coach Lou's going to be on the sideline coaching the game tonight instead of up here with us.
Yeah, Coach Lou said he got some double dipping to go on. And Ian, thank you so much for that report. And you know, definitely good luck tonight. Hopefully it's a fantastic game, and you know, hopefully you guys have a fantastic call. And thank you for the update.
Thank you, Deuce. Appreciate it. And when Jake is on with you later on, tell him I love him and I miss him.
I definitely will. And so here's something that's interesting. I know Coach Mitch, who is the basketball coach over at Shaw, he is dying to get some of those football players back because he's got a couple guys that are hurt. And so Coach Mitch is he's complaining a little bit. I mean, it's helping his team because he's playing some of his younger guys. And you know, but he wants. I know his quarterback over there, Red, is a phenomenal basketball player. He wants some of those guys back. And then you talk about the comments out of St. Charles Catholic over there. I had an opportunity to speak to their at their booster club a couple weeks ago, and it was before they played U-High. And they were just talking about that matchup and, you know, just some of the things that they had done well and how, you know, at that point, I think the seniors had won, I think it was 50 games over a four-year period. I mean, that's a lot of winning. That's a lot of winning. And so it's one, like you talked about, a district matchup. They've played each other earlier this year. Shaw wants a little bit of get back and, you know, should be a phenomenal game. And I was down in a quarter and in the city earlier, a lot of the fans from both schools. That should be a huge matchup.
Oh, it certainly will. And this is going to be the last time these two teams play for a state title or in any district capacity, because next year St. Charles is moving down to 3A into Division III. Shaw is going to remain 4A and stay in Division II. So this will be the last time these two teams will get a chance to play each other unless they schedule each other in non-district play going forward. So a lot on the line tonight. You mentioned the fan bases will be here. It's going to be the first of a couple of exciting games involving New Orleans area schools over the next 24 to 30 36 hours. It's going to be fun to watch. It'll be a fun place to be tonight. If you've got nowhere else to be, the Superdome is the place to be in New Orleans tonight.
No doubt about it, Ian, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask or just get your thoughts on the Carr St. Aug matchup. You know, that's one tomorrow. I think it's at 3:30.
Yep.
That's almost like a mini Super Bowl to some people, as far as just the amount of star power that you have. And you got the West Bank, you got kind of the East Bank, that battle, the battle of purple, and you know, should be just you know, a great game, and also a rematch.
It certainly will be, and part of the up here in the press box, we have a running bet over under 35,000 and a half on attendance tomorrow, and I think everybody's taking the over, with some people predicting as many as 50,000 here. I spoke with one St. Aug alum earlier this week who tried to get tickets, and it took him a while because the LHSAA website crashed when he tried to purchase tickets. Thankfully, that was resolved, and he was able to get his ticket. But we're going to see a lot of alumni here tomorrow from St. Aug and from Edna Carr. You have two huge alumni bases, not only here in the city of New Orleans, but across the United States, and people are flocking back to see this. For St. Aug, first time in a state championship game since 1979. For Edna Carr, looking to win their 24th consecutive game. They have not lost a game since the semifinals 2 years ago. So two rivals in the Catholic League playing against each other in a game that's not only for a state title, but for bragging rights within the city of New Orleans. Two teams where the players know each other, the fans know each other, and where you're going to have a friendly rivalry that tomorrow may be a little bit more than a friendly rivalry. It's going to be, it doesn't matter which side you're on, you're going to be an enemy for 3 hours until the game is over.
Just enjoy the bands, my friend. Enjoy
Amen,
the bands.
Brother.
Enjoy
yes,
the bands.
Indeed.
It should be electric in the Superdome, and I agree with you. I put it at around about 40,000. Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's right. I spoke with an LHSA official earlier. They've doubled security for tomorrow. They're opening up the middle deck. They're thinking about opening up even more seats, depending on what the ticket demand is. So they're making those adjustments to allow for a larger fan base than what they normally would have here at the Prep Classic.
Yep. Well, Ian, like I said, man, thank you so much for just giving us that update from the Superdome over there with the high school championships. We definitely appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and take a break now. As we will come back, we'll have Jake DeLome on. He does the radio for the Carolina Panthers. You're listening to Fans and a Pro with Deuce and Mike. Welcome back to Fans and a Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here with you for the next 30 minutes. So before we hand it off to Boomer and Valenti, and then at 7 o'clock we have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup coming up, and we will have live coverage about the game, Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles Catholic, here on WWL, and you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Right now we got a young man, Jake DeLome, who is former New Orleans Saints quarterback, Carolina Panthers quarterback, and currently the Panthers radio network analyst, joining us. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Deuce. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. I got to ask you first, it's nothing to do with football, but how did the Ponies do today?
We ran one today. We ran third. He ran well. No excuse. Got beat. Kind of ran to his odds, which is fine with that. And we're almost back in Lafayette, dropping the horse off, and we'll be back tomorrow with three of them tomorrow at the fairground.
Wait, you don't keep the horse here?
No, we drive in the day of the race. So we left early this morning and got there and spent most of the day at the fairgrounds. And we ran about 3 o'clock. We were able to get out of New Orleans and didn't hit much traffic. So it was pretty positive.
Yeah, when you don't hit traffic, that definitely helps. I know Mike has a question or two for you, and then I can get back
sure.
into the football side of it. But, man, that's a lot of driving. Who paying for all the miles?
Yeah, I'm lucky. Well, I do, but my brother's driving, so I'm just kind of sitting here. Actually watched a lot of film today, to be quite honest. It helps make the time go by.
Well, Jake, when you look at what's happened, you know, since Carolina played, they were off, right? Saints go into Tampa, get a victory. Atlanta plays Tampa on a Thursday night, get another victory. They've been off. They keep moving up the division scoreboard just by not playing. I mean, it's been that win over the Rams, you know, was unbelievable in a lot of ways. I mean, to me, you look at the stats of that game. The Rams ran the ball well. The Rams were 4 of 6 in the red zone, 2 for 2, a goal to go. But and you're like, how could they lose this game? Because turnovers, man. The Rams were 2 of 5 on third down. 2 of 5 and 0 for 0 on fourth down. Time of possession, they lost by 11 minutes. But you can't win if you don't have the ball. And Carolina just owned the ball, and those turnovers were a killer.
No, they definitely were. And you know, when you go back and look at it, so the last time we played the Saints on, what, November 9th. So we're coming off a win in Green Bay against the Packers, right? So everybody's assuming that it's just going to be a cakewalk, right? And you're going to beat the Saints. And I did numerous interviews that week, and I guess just watching film, it's like, I don't see it happening. I mean, we're going to have to play well. One Shucks playing, it'll be his second start, full start, right? And then, but Taysom Hill was back. Chase Young is back. You started getting some guys back. And sure enough, the Saints came in, and in my opinion, I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, especially the defensive line. And we couldn't run the football, and we didn't throw it well. And, you know, you guys came out there with a win. And then we go to Atlanta, and the whole week, everybody's talking about how the Panthers, we threw for over 200 yards one time, all season long. Go to Atlanta, and Bryce just goes out and throws for 448 yards, and we get a win. And so that happens. And then you go to San Fran, Monday night game, don't play well at all. Really don't. San Fran had something to do with it on a short week. Had numerous guys get hurt in that game, come back to play the best team in football, in my opinion, the Rams. And sure enough, we come out with a win. And we come out with a win because we're very effective throwing the football, 15 to 20. Bryce had 3 touchdowns, very effective on 3rd and 4th down. But 3 turnovers are critical. But Derek Brown bats one in the air. We get a pick when they're in the red zone. Next series, pick 6 by Mike Jack. And then, again, to close out the game, Derek Brown on a strip sack of Matthew Stafford, and we're able to finish out the game. So it's just been one thing after another, and then we haven't played because we had the bye. Saints go to Tampa, take it to Tampa, and then last night they have this wild game where Atlanta comes back and they get a win late to seal the game. And so now everything's in front of the Panthers' face, right? But what's the Saints doing? They're riding high right now. You can't tell me in listening to the things come out of New Orleans, really liking what the young quarterback's doing. Defense is flying around. The young running back's playing well. You've got some guys back. And what better thing to do than to be a spoiler? There's nothing greater than to be a spoiler. And that's exactly what the Saints want to do. And Kellen Moore's starting to figure out what this team is. But I think I'm more impressed with what Tyler Shuck's doing, especially in the weather last week in Tampa. He was decisive, made quick reads, got rid of the football quick. And, yeah, I think he's playing extremely well.
Jake, I have to push back one piece, though, the spoiler piece. I don't know if this team wants to be the spoiler, if that makes sense. They want to win, but for me
– But that's what I'm saying, dudes. Like, if this team's not going into the playoffs, you just want – and, like, and I know in the Saints locker room, think about it, dudes. I know when we played or whenever I played, if we couldn't make the playoffs, which, thank goodness, it wasn't much, if another team was going, we wanted to ruin their chances. I mean, that's what you want to ruin their chances. So when I say spoiler, you want to beat them because it's in your division. You just want to make it miserable for somebody else in your division.
100%. No doubt about that. From that aspect, 100%. But a lot of it, and that's what I try to tell people, because some people, they get upset. They are upset that the Saints have won. You know, they won last week because it's draft positioning. Here's what you got to remember. You have a new head coach. How many of those players did that head coach draft? Outside of one draft class, he doesn't have any loyalty to really any other players outside of some guys that have signed free agent contracts or they're under a guaranteed contract. So really, for me, you've got guys that are playing to say, hey, I want to be a part of this team. You know, I know that I may not have been drafted by you or you may not have signed me as a free agent, but I want to prove that I am worthy or I am somebody that you need to look at long and hard before you release me.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, you say that, and Kellen Moore, I just think what he's done, and I thought it was great them not playing Shuck early on. That's just my opinion. Let the kids sit and watch. Let him absorb a couple of months of the NFL game plans and things of that nature. So I go back to the Carolina days. I get to Carolina in John Fox's second year.
So that in 2 years prior, they're 1-15. Then they win 7 games in John Fox's first year. But the one thing that I was told over time, and John Fox always brought it up, and it was toward the end of the season, he said, guys, he said, you're playing for your future on this tape. He goes, yes, we're not going to have everybody back, but you don't know what your tape's going to show for another team for the following year. When he took the Carolina job, the first thing he did, that team was 1-15. He watched the last 3 games of the season multiple times because he wanted to see who was still fighting with absolutely nothing left to play for. And he goes, I wanted those guys to be a part of the turnaround process. And that's exactly what Kellen Moore, if you think about it, that's exactly what Kellen Moore and this bunch is doing. They're deciding on who's going to come with us forward because we think we're laying a right foundation. We don't know what's going to happen with Tyler Shough, but a kid we drafted in the 2nd round who's showing signs, right? Can he finish out the year good? Can we build on that and then add to this roster next year?
And, Jake, certainly, as you said, everything's in front of you guys. I mean, literally. I mean, you got us, and then you haven't played Tampa yet. You haven't played them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You got 2 of your last 3. Tampa goes at Carolina, at Miami, home, Tampa home, Carolina. So, man, that's a wild finish.
It's definitely a wild finish, and that's the thing that was so great after the Saints went to Tampa and won last week. Everybody knew, and even the Panthers, it's like, hey, we control our own destiny, right? And it starts with the next week, and that's the Saints. Because we knew there was Tampa twice with Seattle mixed in there. And then again, after last night's game, so everything, I listened to a ton of interviews from today after practice in Carolina, and it's pretty interesting you hearing those guys. It's like, listen, last night's game, that meant nothing to us. We're focused on the Saints. And in essence, they basically said, we got embarrassed November 9th. And the Saints came in and they whipped us. And so, listen, Bryce has struggled against the Saints. I think we've seen that. He's had one game where we were able to win, and that was Dennis Allen's final game in Carolina last year. But to open the season last year, it was a rough game, to say the least. Alante Taylor had a really good game. Chris Olave has gotten after the Saints. And then again, the last game, Saints defense did a really good job. Alante Taylor played a major part in that. So there's there's so much more at stake because this young football team with 12 rookies on the roster for Carolina, it's young. And so it's just a young football team that's going to try to go to New Orleans and try to get a win against a team that's, dominated them a month prior.
Well, Jake, man, I appreciate you taking out a little time. I know that you have a busy schedule, and thank you for talking a little football with us. And definitely good luck tomorrow on those races. But I got to ask, I know that you headed home. But I know some store is going to be getting some of your money here very soon. And if it's not tonight, it's going to be in the morning before you head back to New Orleans. Am I correct, sir?
Well, I don't know if I'm going tonight. I think my wife went there today, Deuce. I was lucky enough to see you at Shopify's Market yesterday. And I promise you, I'll pay the light bill there. But it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Definitely appreciate it. I know you, like you said, you visit there frequently because not only they know you as the hometown guy. He's at register 6. He's at register 5. He goes to all of the registers in the store. And so thank you so much. You guys be safe and good luck tomorrow. And we'll see you on Sunday, my friend.
All right, guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
So I got a chance to visit with him yesterday, and it was just so funny that they told me, I was like, oh, yeah, Jake is in town. Normally we see each other in the airport when he's flying out and I was flying out, and, they just said, he's in here all the time. I'm like, really? He comes in here multiple times, sometimes twice a day. And so that was a good deal. And
all right, that was you in Lafayette.
I was in Lafayette myself with Jake, and so back in the city in New Orleans, and I didn't know that he had to go back today because I knew he was here earlier with the races and everything. But great friend, and he's got some great insights on the game. And we'll talk a little bit more about the game here. We're going to take a little quick break. We'll talk about the game a little bit more as far as the Saints and Carolina, and then even talk possibly some more about the high school matchups as well as the Pelicans versus the Bulls on Sunday. You're listening to Fans and a Pro, Deuce McAllister, Mike Hawes on WWL. Welcome back to Fans in the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. Got a couple minutes here before we wrap up and we hand it off to kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Mike, I want to get your opinion on what you think the Saints have to do to be successful in this game on Sundays. We're kind of flipping the script. I know that you normally get mine first, but I want your opinion, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Well, I think it always starts in the middle, right, up front. I think Carolina – had this, you know, it was kind of Chuba Hubbard was the guy kind of early, and then Rico Dowdle just exploded onto the scene, and then Chuba's runs went down, and now I feel like they're kind of a three-headed attack, right? Last week, Chuba had 17 carries, 83 yards, also a 35-yard reception. Rico had 18 carries, 58 yards, he had a 17-yarder, and Bryce had five carries and an explosive of 24. So 164 yards rushing from three cats now. So I feel like this is the hot guy. I feel like they're going to go with this three-headed monster, and they got some talent, especially catching the pass and receiving and rushing. So to me, you know, it's easy to go right to Tyler Shuck and Vele and those guys. But, man, if Carolina has the time of possession battle like they did against the Rams and wins the turnover game, it don't matter what you do on offense.
No, I agree with you. I think one of the things that it comes down, can the Saints slow down their run game again? I mean, that's basically the formula when you play the Carolina Panthers. If you can't slow that run game down, then good luck. I mean, because they will control the clock. They'll use play action. Bryce has not played well against the Saints, and so I don't know if it's just the looks or whatever it may be, but the Saints have kind of, you know, frustrated Bryce Young when they have played. And so one of the things that you know that you have to do is you have to be able to get your hands up on some of the short passes, just because he's not the tallest guy, but he will get drops, as far as deep enough drops where he can throw some of those intermediate or deep passes. One thing that I'm intrigued by when you look at the injury report, they don't have anybody really down. Last time they had a couple guys, Tet McMillan, he was coming off of, I think he had tweaked maybe a hamstring or something. They had a couple guys, maybe an offensive lineman or two that are out. This week, they're good. They're coming off of a bye week. You know, everybody will be, you know, good to go as far as injury concerned. That's for the Saints, though. They do have two guys out, Alvin Kamara being one and Richard being the other, the right tackle. But you should get Fuaga back as far as your right tackle is concerned. And, you know, outside of that, for the Saints, everybody's pretty much healthy. And so my thing for slowing down Carolina, it's still the same. You have to win the trenches. Jake DeLone talked about that as far as the Saints winning the trenches, the defensive line. The Saints' offensive line, I don't know if you can block Derrick Brown completely, but you can slow him down and then control the edges. But if you don't win the offensive line, or at least our offensive line making a stalemate against theirs, we don't have a chance. They are that good up front. They are that good up front. And so that's really, you know, winning the turnover battle is critical as well. But it's really winning the beating them up front.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the things that the Saints defense did so well last week with the passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage early and by defensive linemen, you know, right away you're kind of in Baker's head, right? They had four PDs from a linebacker or the defensive front. Now, Carolina is very good at this as well, right? Derrick Brown knocking down balls. But when you can get in Bryce's head and you cut down his throwing lane by getting your hands up, I mean, I think that really, you know, tightens him up. But they got to be disciplined, right? We saw it with Baker last week. You got to be disciplined with Bryce in the same way that you got to be disciplined with Baker.
Yeah, and Bryce is not a guy that wants to run, but he will run. He's not a guy that's looking to run, but he will run. And so that's where you're in the defensive tackles as well as your defensive end, having a plan where we're all not just rushing the quarterback wildly and loosely. And so, you know, it's going to be an intriguing matchup. Carolina Panthers playing for, first in the NFC South. The Saints playing to prove that, hey, we're a better team than our record shows, and we're going to continue to fight. And so we've got a good one this Sunday at 3:25. And you can obviously catch us on the WWL if you're, and if not, you can tune in on the free Odyssey app, WWL 870. Even if you're at the Superdome, you can shoot me and Mike and Robert a text and fuss at us and tell us what did all they always tell us? You're behind. You need
too much. The delay is
you're
too
delayed.
Much.
You're delayed. And so we'll get that fixed, of course. But, you know, definitely check us out on the air. We're going to go to a quick break here. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike. Wrapping up Fans in the Pro here, Deuce McAllister with Mike Hoss. I got to shout out Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salad. MagazinePizza.com. Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, we have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti at 7 o'clock. Now, this is where you got to, you know, hey, we want you to listen to Boomer and Valenti, but you got to check out our guys on the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. They will have the final. They'll give you the updated scores of everything that happened yesterday as well as today, but they will have the Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles Catholic game. That will be here on WWL and the free Odyssey app in Coach Brent and the team. Looking forward to listening and hearing that. Mike, I got a couple minutes here. I want to get your final thoughts and want you to make sure that, hey, enjoy it. Enjoy the wedding. You know, you may not get to do all of the fun stuff that the rest of the family gets to do because you got to get back on the plane, but just want to get your final thoughts on, you know, our Pelicans as they take on the Bulls on Sunday, you know, the upcoming matchup, Tulane, Ole Miss. We didn't get into that game a lot, but, you know, obviously the Saints and Carolina, we did.
Well, I'll give you just a couple final things, because I know we're getting close to the top of the hour. Two things. You got two games tomorrow. You got Ruston and Ouachita Parish first. They're at noon. You're going to that Carr St. Aug game? Go early. Go early.
So what do you call early? I want to hear what you call early.
Well, if you go into the Carr game and you don't care about the Ruston game, you can't show up at 3 o'clock tomorrow, right? It's general admission. So you're just buying a ticket and then you go find a seat. So as you've already got a game going on. So you can't show up at 3, 2. If you're going to go, make it a day. Go get, if you, most of them, I hope have their tickets, but you know, we're trying to help both schools and everybody that we don't think that people want to show up at 3 o'clock for a 3:30 kick. And, you know, and it's going to be easy. It won't, but we hope that will happen. We hope people will get there early and enjoy Ruston, Ouachita Parish. Cause guess what? They don't have to leave. We're not cleaning out the building. Right. So, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day of football.
I think you gave some people some great information. The game before, they do not have to leave. They are not being kicked out. So, yes, the over just went up as far as the matchup is concerned. And so that kick is for 3:30. You better get there early for the Carr St. Aug matchup. Man, thank you guys so much for listening to Fans in the Pro. Myself, Mike Hoss, safe travels back to New Orleans, my friend. Charlie, thank you, sir, for manning the ship, and you know everyone that puts on the great production here at WWL. I don't know how y'all messed up and let me sit in the main chair again, man. And then they like, he's hitting the wrong buttons. Nope, I hit it on purpose. But it's always a pleasure. You guys stay safe. Enjoy those championship games tonight. Pelicans, one more. We just don't worry about getting 30. We need one more. Saints, we need another victory. We good, we out. Fans in the Pro, Deuce and Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.